Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Religious Jews in Israel have been concerned about Judea, Samaria, and the Temple Mount in 2020. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Taoist politics played a role in the areas of Judea and Samaria.
Well, there are always problems because we're still under a military government in a technical sense. And therefore, certain issues dealing with the military government, dealing with the civil administration, and I'm not even relating to any of the security instances that, of course, have come up recently now, but which I call natural living, is still problematic in terms of getting everything authorized and decided upon.
But in reality, it is a promise from God that he would give the Jewish people this area of Judea and Samaria. So you are, in essence, living in a promised land and watching that promise unfold, aren't you?
Jimmy, we see God's promise and success in the prophetic message. Everything that we are doing here is showing that indeed the promise is being fulfilled.
One other focus that is always key to understand is the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. It's the most sacred piece of real estate for the Jewish people. Going to be a temple up there someday. But that controversy does not settle down. It only expands, does it not?
Yes, it does, unfortunately. And I can just point our listeners in the direction of Turkey, which has been heavily interfering in certain Jerusalem aspects in terms of putting in money, buying property, declaring that El-Aqsa is the next issue. El-Aqsa, of course, meaning the Arab buildings up on the Temple Mount, as his next agenda item. The fact that we still cannot openly pray at the Temple Mount as Jews, we're still considered visitors, and there are also other lacking religious freedom issues which both Christians and Jews suffer at the site. I'm sure there could be some sort of compromise or accommodation figured out, but it's becoming very, very difficult with the what we call the Waqf authorities, those religious Islamic authorities who are in charge of the site.
Winky Medad explaining the concerns of the religious Jews in Israel over real estate that God has promised the Jews, Judea, Samaria, and the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Judea, Samaria, and the Temple Mount have been promised to the Jewish people by God. That's Ezekiel chapter 34 and 2 Samuel chapter 7. These promises from God cannot be broken. Any conflict over these pieces of real estate will be settled by God. God cannot break his promises. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...